This weekend we celebrate the great feast of Corpus Christi, the body and blood of Christ, following on from Trinity Sunday last weekend, and then Pentecost before that, finishing the Easter season. The readings this weekend for Corpus Christi come from Deuteronomy chapter 8, then from Paul's letter, first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 10. Very, very significant lines, chapter 10, verses 16 to 17. And then the gospel is from John, chapter 6, verses 51 to 58. Now, when I try to explain Corpus Christi, or the body and blood of Christ, the Eucharist, to First Communion candidates, I always present to them that Jesus is present with us, among us, in the Mass, in four ways. Firstly, it is in the congregation, the people gathered there, the unity of the community. Jesus is present in that way. The second way that Jesus is present to us in the Mass is through the Word, the Scriptures that are read to us. The third way that Jesus is present in the Mass is through the elements of bread and wine that become his body and blood, presented at the offertory usually. Now, the fourth way that Jesus is present in the Mass is in the person of the priest, who consecrates the bread and the wine to become, in the sacrifice, the body and blood of Christ. So those four ways are what I always reiterate with the children, so that they understand that there is a relationship between them and each other, between them, each other, and what becomes the body and blood of Christ. And the words that we read or hear in Scripture throw light, and they open up the mystery of who God is in the Eucharist. Now, the Eucharist, the Blessed Sacrament, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, is a special gift from God to the Christian community. The Eucharist, as sacrifice, which is the Mass, is it's the way that we become involved in a special way in the death and resurrection of Jesus. That is our redemption, in the redemption acted and given to us through the person of Jesus Christ. The Mass makes it possible for us to unite ourselves with Jesus Christ's sacrifice of himself to his Father, Abba, Father. During it, we too dedicate ourselves and all that we do to God. The Eucharist, as a sacrament, as Holy Communion, enables us to be united more closely to our Lord, and in him to be united more closely with one another. The life of Christ, which we first received at baptism, is sustained, and it grows through being nourished by the body and blood of our Lord. The body and blood of Jesus, Corpus Christi, is our food for the journey, our journey of life and our journey of faith. So when we speak of the Eucharist, we think then of the Mass at which we receive Holy Communion, and also of the continuing presence of our Lord, particularly in the tabernacle, but once again, I say, in those four ways that we see Jesus come forward in the Mass that I mentioned at the beginning. But we know that he is also present in the tabernacle. His consecrated body and blood is there for us to take communion to the homebound and perhaps to the sick. The Eucharist is at the very centre of the whole church. It should be at the centre of the life of each parish and of every person in the parish. Historically, we can look back at the church's foundation in Australia and how the Eucharist was protected by certain families in Sydney whilst we had no priest in those early years. I think of the English martyrs, the Japanese martyrs, who protected the Eucharist underground while there was no clergy around and the church was being persecuted. It truly was in those people the very heart and center of their church and their own individual lives. So I think before we can really appreciate all the riches of the mystery contained in the Eucharist, we have to start by renewing our own act of faith in what the Eucharist is. We are talking faith. So why, for instance, do we genuflect to the tabernacle on entering the church? Why is it important to show reverence to the Blessed Sacrament? Why do we bow before receiving communion? We bow as we pass the altar. When the priest takes the host into his hands at Mass and says, "This is my body, which will be given up for you," the bread is changed into the body of Christ. When he takes the chalice filled with wine and says, "This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant," the wine is changed into the blood of Christ. Christ our Lord is now truly present in a special, indeed a unique manner amongst us. Even me as the priest. My eyes see bread and wine. My hands touch bread. And as I eat and drink, I taste bread and wine. But in fact, they truly are the body and blood of Jesus Christ. What precisely has happened in my own humility, I do not know. What exactly has been accomplished, we cannot tell. We know, but how this happens, we cannot tell. Only one thing is certain. What was once bread is now the body of Christ. What was wine is now his blood. He told us that this is so, and that's enough for me. The priest at Mass and my whole offering and my presence as priest at Mass has done what our Lord first did himself at the Last Supper. We do it in memory of him. I have said to people who have asked, whom I have asked to become an extraordinary minister of the Eucharist, invited them into that ministry, and they have sometimes replied, "I'm not worthy to do that, Father Richard. I'm just not worthy." My response to that always is, "You are more worthy to receive the body and blood of Christ than I am to give it. You are more worthy to receive than I am to give it." So if during the journey of your life you are sometimes troubled by doubts and your mind can't get above the testimony or the witness of your five senses, that is, that your faith in the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist may grow weak. It might be challenged by this. My remedy that I would offer to you comes from St. Augustine. And I just ask you to kneel before the Blessed Sacrament or sit before the Blessed Sacrament in the presence of Christ and say St. Augustine's words, "My Lord and my God, I do believe. Help my unbelief. My Lord and my God, I do believe. Help my unbelief." It does work, trust me. And then reflect that in this, and as in so many things that we are concerned with when we are discussing God or trying to encounter God, understanding only comes with practice. We get involved first, and then we begin to see the point. While so many of us have been away from receiving Holy Communion these past months, now, next weekend, we can have 100 people at Mass. 100 people gathering around the altar at each of the normal Mass times from Saturday night and the two Sunday morning. What a joy it's going to be for me to see the faith of the people that was sustained in their absence the faith in the mystery of God, though they could not hold our Lord in their hand, they held him in their heart. This Corpus Christi, I ask God's special blessing upon all of us who have been courageous in maintaining our faith, and now we ask that the Lord would make us courageous in witnessing to our faith. God bless you all.